Podcasting live at the time we recorded it. From the studios in downtown Gulfport, Florida, it's WGAB, The Gabcast.
Welcome back to WGAB, The Gabcast. I'm Cameron Healy, and I'm with...
Kathy Celestri.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the power team here at The Gabber this week, y'all.
Clearly.
Hey, Cam.
Yes?
What'd you do this weekend?
I saw Beetlejuice. Yeah,
apparently it doesn't work.
I hope Nicole makes it work.
I don't know, man. If Michael Keaton could show up here on command, we would be so rich. Actually, it was the second time I went to see Beetlejuice. I went to see it Wednesday with a friend, and I loved it so much. I told Barry, I said, we have to watch Beetlejuice Friday night so we both remember it and go back. I thought it was better than the first one.
It was really good.
I was really happy
that it had all... almost all of the same characters. I want to say it was all the same characters because I don't remember who, like, what was his name? The dad didn't come back. He had no head.
The dad.
So that was crazy.
What was cool. When I saw it Wednesday, I'm like, oh, I bet that actor died because that actor, I can't remember his name. He was also the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which I know you didn't see in the theaters.
I have seen it, but I have not seen it in theaters.
So he was, I did because I'm old. So he was the dad. I'm like, oh, I bet he died. And because they did, no spoilers, but they did a really good job
with
still having him there without the actor.
Yeah.
But he didn't die. He just, for whatever reason, wasn't in the movie. And then here's what's crazy.
I kind of like that. That's kind of fun.
I had completely forgotten that the original dead couple, the Maitlands and the first couple, the man was Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
Like super, super young Alec Baldwin.
I rewatched it and I was like, I wouldn't have recognized him. Like, he looks very different now to me. And maybe it's because of the glasses, but like, he looks so different.
Well, it's the 30 years and raising teenagers, I think, does it to you. It just kills you. And then I think it was Gina Davis. She wasn't in it, but everybody else, like Catherine O'Hara, does not look like she's flipping aged.
No.
I look older than Catherine O'Hara now. Winona Ryder has the same haircut as she had in the first movie.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I thought they were going to at least switch that up because she was quite literally a child in the movie. So it's like, why would a mother be having the same haircut?
Because she made a lot of money off of it with her ghost show.
Yeah, so she did do that, which makes sense.
When that first, they open, so okay, we are going to have one spoiler. When they open on the movie, she's doing a show.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw it, I turned to my friend, I'm like, oh, I bet it's a podcast. And it was not.
No, she did not have a podcast. She had her own little show, which I thought that was a cool concept to having correlation to the house and stuff. I thought that was interesting.
The whole thing was just great. Where did you go see it?
I actually saw it at this really, I'm trying to remember. I was with my boyfriend and it's this one theater in Wesley Chapel that's like still old themed. Like it has like all of the old stuff inside of it. It's really weird. I've never been to
Wesley Chapel can't possibly have an old movie theater. Wesley Chapel is like 10 years old.
Well, everything in there looked so old. And the seats didn't even have recliners. I was so pissed. I was so confused.
I don't want to break your heart, but when I was a kid, not only did the seats not have recliners, there were only two movie theaters in the multiplex.
Like the screenings?
There was only two places. Yeah, like the movie theater I went to, there were two.
Two screens?
It was the twin cinema, yes.
Oh, okay. I get what you mean.
So, yeah that was... And they used to have to bag up their popcorn at the end of the night to reuse. I don't know if that's still a thing.
I have no idea how any of that works.
It was wild. I had a friend who was a projectionist, and I like learned all this stuff about it, but I don't think it works the same way. But I went to see it at, this is going to sound like an ad. It's not an ad. The Cobb Tyrone. Have you been to that?
Yes.
So we bought this pass last year and we renewed it. Mm-hmm. We get one ticket a month plus two friend tickets.
Okay.
And if you don't use them, they roll over. So we've got like 20 guest tickets and 20 tickets for me to use. And so I'm like, yeah, let's just keep going see movies. And the seats recline and they have a place for your soda and your popcorn. And it just felt like old school going to the movies. Like we all got out of the habit of that.
I go to movies all the time.
You got me back into it.
Really?
Barbenheimer.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I did go do that. I really did do the whole thing.
But I did the Oppenbarbie.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I did Oppenheimer first because I thought that's that would be the too. Movie that was so upsetting and Barbie would be light and cheerful.
I figured I would want Barbie last because of the same thing. I want to
and
feel
I
happy at the
end of the day. I cried through the last half hour of Barbie.
Yeah, me too. I did cry. And wild. Then Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj came on this their song and I was like, oh, so I'm crying from the scene before while they yell at me in a remix of Barbie. That was so bad.
So this is super hyper local movie insider information.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But no, the Cobb, good popcorn. They put the butter in the middle.
Oh, that's actually not like I want that.
That's
every
a
time.
Big deal. Like, I hate it when you get popcorn and then you have to go butter the top.
Like,
and then
figure out how to get it throughout the whole thing.
You know, then you get halfway through because the previews are almost over. And you're like, crap, now all I taste is stale popcorn.
I hate it so much. Like, I genuinely do.
Our struggle is real.
It's not buttered enough. I don't care.
So speaking of theaters, do we have any updates on the St. Pete Beach Theater? Do we have any idea when
they're... Oh, they are fully ripping things off the walls. There is basically nothing in there. There's no watching any movies anytime soon. I would say they said March 2025.
That'd be amazing.
Was their like goal.
And we're going to hope that that happens for
them.
Oh,
I absolutely think it can happen. They have been working all month, all of August. Yeah, August. They were ripping things off the walls. The stage is gone. The movie screen is gone. The floor, like they have cement floor in the front that they pulled out so then they can make a level floor. And they're going to have, instead of the concessions and tickets booth at the front, it's now going to be two bathrooms. And I thought it was really cute. She was Hannah Hockman. She's the manager and
Hi,
owner.
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. Her family, they own the Beach Theater in St. Pete Beach. And she was saying how they're going to put speakers in the bathrooms because the theater used to have that.
Yes.
And I didn't even know that was a thing. I was like, that's actually genius.
Well, because it's only one screen.
Yeah.
So it's not
so
like...
So it works that way. Yeah. Like, so they're able to do that. I love that idea.
Once upon a time, I lived on the beach.
Once upon a time.
And Barry and I could walk to the Beach Theater and we would go watch a movie there. And it's one movie. So it's definitely an adjustment, right? We're used to like the Cobb Cinema or whatever's downtown. Yeah. And there's like, here's 50 movies. Choose from them.
Yeah, right.
Like, and I can... you go in and you get like one theater and there's no assigned seating.
Yeah,
I do love my assigned seating.
I like that too.
Because I get the back row.
I do the second to back. Like, well, I like don't want, I don't know, something about... It makes me feel like I have more space. I don't know why.
I ever since the guy walked into the theater and started shooting.
Oh my God, what a turn.
What movie was that? Joker or whatever?
Yeah, that one's so scary.
But it's not like that at the Beach Theater. It's actually, it's kind of cool. You go, you get your popcorn and they have like room for five types of candy. Mm-hmm. And that's like what you buy. But it was like this really cool thing because the floors used to be black and white checkerboard.
Cute.
And
yeah,
it opened.
I set up.
That movie theater opened in 1939.
Yeah, it's old.
But it's older than me, at least.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, a lot happened. It was a significant year for film. It was like The Wizard mm-hmm. of Oz. I mean, it was like all those different things happened. And, you know, the guy who owned it, Mike, he was incredible. Like, he had a house on Paso Grill, and he had worked on the movie The Punisher. He had worked on some, was that Marvel?
I don't know. I don't think I know that movie.
We're ladies. We don't.
Whoopsie.
No, it's one of them. It's either Marvel or DC, The Punisher. Sorry. He had worked on that. He had written for it. So he took some of the money that he made from that and he bought the Beach Theater.
Oh.
And when he bought it, it still needed a lot of work. Like he had told me about the floors. He had told me, I know he needed a new projector. Like he just said he had no idea how much upkeep it was going to take.
Yeah.
And then I think he went through a divorce and it got kind of ugly and money was tight. And then unfortunately he had diabetes and it was not like adult onset. It was like some weird, I wrote about this in the Gabber. Like I interviewed him. So I'm not just gossiping. He had like this
she
weird,
actually has the information.
He said it was like between part one and part two diabetes and they were having a really hard time with it. And he ended up in the hospital once because he had gone into a coma and his sister found him like the next day on the floor. And he was lucky that she found him and it was like people thought he had a stroke because his whole left side wasn't functioning. It was because it had no blood flow because of how he landed. then I guess something happened again and he died, and it was heartbreaking. Like, I talked to his sister and I was crying writing the article because he was beloved. And for mm-hmm. the longest time, the marquee on the Corey Avenue Theater, it just, "Thanks for the memories, Mike."
Aww.
Like, and every time I drove by it, I would just start to cry, because the guy, I mean, that's really being invested in your mm-hmm. community. Like, his life was film. What can I do to make my community better? I'm going to buy this old theater mm-hmm. and make it great.
Yeah.
And I mean, people loved it. His yeah. son would work the concession stand. They put butter in the middle.
As they should. As they should be doing that.
I can't wait. Hurry up, Beach Theater.
I know. I'm excited.
Hey, September 22nd and 26th, the Cobb Theater is showing The Wizard of Oz.
Like the original?
There's not been a remake, yeah.
Well, what didn't Michael Jackson have some...
That was The Wiz. That was a little bit of a
I didn't even watch that. I just like figured it was like just a different version.
That was a different thing. We can go see it. You want to go see The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
I'll buy you popcorn.
I feel like that would be so fun. Is it the colored one? It like goes in, it's the in color.
Have you seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, but I thought it was like originally in black and white.
So no,
it's just the beginning, right?
The beginning is in black and white because black and white and color was still brand new.
Yeah, I thought they didn't have it, honestly, at that time.
So this was one of the first major motion pictures to use it, and mm-hmm. it was a big deal. And that was how they knew it was a dream sequence. So,
yeah.
So we can go see it.
Yay!
And you guys can meet us at the movies.
Yeah, so...
That was fun.
That was fun.
And there's a dog here now.
I know. I'm so excited.
Should I get up so you can pet the dog?
We will be right back.
Did you know, in 1968, our founder, George Brann, started the Gabber newspaper, then called the Gulfport Gabber, to hold Gulfport City Council accountable. Read more of our City Council coverage and learn about our policies on reporting, fact-checking, and funding. Visit thegabber.com.
Welcome back to WGAB, the Gabcast. We are here with Jessica, and instead of a cat, we have... Who is this?
This is Zena.
Hello.
Yes, she is a 9-year-old little gremlin, and we love her. Yes.
She's perfect.
She's got a lot to say on the Gabcast today about mm-hmm. how much more she deserves some more treats, for the most part.
Yeah, she definitely deserves all the treats in the world.
All the treats all the time.
So how did you guys get her?
So Zena came to us from another shelter. We work with a lot of municipal shelters. Those are shelters run by Pinellas County, Manatee County, things like that. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time they are open intake shelters, which means that they have to take everything that comes in their door. And so they can get over capacity very quickly and be forced to make a lot of tough decisions just because of that capacity level.
Mm-hmm. So how has she been in... your shelter. What's she like?
Great. She is just a little goofball. She loves people. She's very. I'm gonna let her like get
she's
down.
She's a
if
star.
She, wants. She loves people. She's very food motivated. She does want to be the only princess in her house.
Though. Okay.
Yeah.
That's understood. I want to be too.
This is a weird perspective because it makes her look like she's very tall, but she's in fact very short.
We are
she's
on a bench.
She's got very short little legs.
Hello.
Yeah. So she's got she's that like in. Small body. Like thick frame, small stature kind of dog. Mm-hmm.
We can add a photo. We'll add a photo and give you guys a specific. Hello, you're so cute. I love her.
She's a
okay.
good girl.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So how is the process going with, you know, the cat box and just like the animal shelter in general? What's happening so
it's
far?
It's great. So the cat box is doing great.
Perfect.
Yeah, I will say that, you know, we have a lot of great dogs right now. We're very full mm-hmm. of dogs. We have a small capacity for dogs anyway, but all mm-hmm. of our kennels are full right now. And we have a lot of wonderful dogs waiting for adoption. And it's crazy, you know, people talk about, you know, what kind of dogs you can find in the shelter. You can find little short stacks like this. We have mm-hmm. a purebred, German Shepherd right now too. So like you can find little dogs, big dogs, like funny dogs, shy dogs, like whatever kind of personality or type of dog you're looking for, you really can find those at your local shelter. So that's why I always recommend checking there first, because we can almost guarantee you that we can find the dog that you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly. I did just go to the cat box and to the shelter. Yay. If you haven't seen our video, it's on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, guys. Look at our TikTok. It's really cute. So that was super fun, especially as somebody who can't own an animal right now. People can go and just see.
Yes, absolutely. People are always welcome in to come in and say hi, take pictures, you know, share. That's always helpful.
Yeah. So what are some updates, any events or things that have happened since we've seen you last? Yeah.
So we're full steam ahead for our gala. I think we talked about it last time, but now we're in like the final couple weeks. There are still tickets and tables available. So we are looking for people that want to come and have a good night. While supporting Friends of Strays. So your ticket gets you dinner. It's an open bar. We have dancing, live auction, silent auction things. And I don't think I mentioned this last time, but there will be a miniature haunted house.
Oh my gosh. How is that going to work?
Yeah. So the theme is Nightmare Before Katniss, kind of loosely based off the movie of a similar name.
We all know.
Right. You know, copyright, whatever. But
don't tell anybody.
Yeah. But yeah, so we have like a spooky festive theme. Like we're going to have like a black Christmas tree with these little mystery boxes underneath it. We're going to have the little haunted house. Like it's going to be pretty like small scale, but it'll still be really fun. So anybody who loves like the holidays or, you know, spooky season, like it's definitely going to be the event for you. It's October 5th on a Saturday. It starts at 7 p.m. and the party is going until 11 p.m. this year.
Super fun.
Yeah. So it's such a fun time. And our galas are like legitimately a good time. Like they're not stuffy and boring. Like people will be up, like dressed up in costume. People get really into our themes. So it's going to be a good time.
Oh, well, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
And is there any other fun stuff that are just like one day events, not just the gala going
on? Yeah, so we do have another kitten yoga coming up as well.
How did the first one go?
It went so good. Everybody had a good time. It's called Cats and Mats, and we have a wonderful yoga instructor, Crystal, who you know, tells everybody how to do the things. And then we have a couple of volunteers who help manage the kittens and make sure nobody, you know, everybody's safe and having a good time, but also, you know, like arranges the kittens so they jump on top of people and like play and everything. And so everybody had just like a really fun time. It was our first one last month. We're planning to probably do it monthly. So the next one is September 28th.
Yeah.
There are tickets available, but because it's a small space, they do sell out fast. So not sell, it's a recommended donation, but
yeah.
So we have that coming up, and then I don't know if you guys will be there, but also on September 28th is the West St. Pete Community Festival.
Okay.
That's put on by CONA, the Council of Neighborhood Associations, in St. Pete. And it's over in Azalea Park, so it's just a little bit outside of Gulfport, but it's going to be a really cool event. It's the second year. It was a lot bigger last year than they expected, but it's an event to kind of bring attention to like community resources, community organizations, community programs, and also like local vendors and things. But also give West St. Pete some love, since a lot of the attention goes to like downtown or out on the beach. So that's on the 28th. It's from 2 to 7 is when like all the vendors will be there, but there's live music throughout the day from like 2 to 9. So it'll be a really cool
event
too.
That is super exciting. Are you guys going to bring animals, or are you going to just have
it'll just be our table. It's a pretty long day to bring animals to.
Absolutely.
And it's still a little bit hot out too. So we don't want to make any of our dogs have to sit out there in the heat and pant away there.
I know
when they can stay in the air conditioning at the shelter. Babies. So yeah, so it'll just be us, but we'll have some cool giveaways and just some cool information about how you can help out.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, she's actually been super good on the bench.
She has been. I think she thinks she's a member of the of the
Gab
anchor.
Cast.
Yeah,
she's you're like, on an the anchor. Gab cast.
Yes. You want to?
She did. Yeah.
She's
she
like,
couldn't.
No, I got shy. You got camera shy here.
She was like, I don't know what to say.
Boop. You good girl. So I should mention that she is on special diet foods. So she has a history of having bladder stones, which can be caused mineral buildup. So she's on it's called CD. It's just a special diet food that you can get. But she's doing good with it. She really likes it. That's what I'm giving her right now. It's not even a real treat, but she thinks it is. So, you know.
Oh my God. Yes.
She's like, I don't know that it's not cookie.
It looks like it. So it works. That's all that matters.
Yeah. But that's not a problem. It's just one of her many qualities.
Of course. So did you say how old she was?
She's
did I
nine.
Not hear that?
Yeah. She is 9 years old. But she's still a baby.
No, absolutely. She thinks she's a baby. She's exactly. Like, I deserve all the love and attention.
Yes, yes. And she does, she would prefer to be the only baby in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just because she likes to keep all the attention for herself. She's
so how does adopting a dog work compared to adopting a cat like we've talked about?
So it's about the same. It's a one-page application. If you have another dog at home, and we do recommend doing a meet and greet with the other dog at the shelter just to see if everybody vibes. But if we know a dog doesn't get along with other dogs, we try to let people know that ahead of time. So like Zena would rather not have a home with other dogs. We're not really sure about like cats, and then maybe older kids would be better just because she can like jump and stuff sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that one page application, as long as there aren't any like red flags on there about like being honest about how many pets you have, and or just saying that you will keep your dog in your house and, you know, in your own yard, and you won't let them free roam. Same as with dogs, you can't do that in Pinellas County.
Mm-hmm.
We try to practice open adoptions that have low barriers. You know, we want people to give loving homes to pets, and so we try to make it as simple as possible.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Well, Zena is looking for a lovely home, and she's obviously such a good girl.
Yeah, she's being so
not even
good.
Doing anything, honestly. This is what I'm going to expect from her if I were to take her home.
Yeah, she's a very sweet girl. She's so funny. She was getting sassy with me on the ride over. She's like, I'm ready to be there. And she was just staring at me like, what, are we there yet? Like, so cute.
She was good in the car.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
She enjoyed it. Now she's trying to eat all the treats out of my pocket.
She said, I found them. Those are mine.
Those are mine. Those are for me. You can't have them.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having
I'm
us.
I'm so
always.
Happy we have a little puppy on.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Well, we will see you next time on WGAB The Gabcast, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Find all your Gulfport and Tampa Bay beaches news and things to do at thegabber.com.
Welcome back to WGAB The Gabcast. Wasn't that super cute? Wasn't that super fun?
I'm
the little puppy doll.
I'm going to steal Zena.
Oh, Noah, you need to pay.
They said she had been there for like a month.
Yeah, they were saying 4 weeks. We all know what that means. That's sad.
So
that's upsetting.
Yeah. What they told us was that dog adoptions are really slow right now. So if you have the ability to adopt a dog and you've been thinking about adopting a dog, but you just haven't yet, please go adopt a dog right now. The shelters are getting full right now. Well, I mean, after this podcast.
Yeah.
You can listen to it in the car on the way
there. On your way there.
But they are, the shelters, I know there's another one that last month said they were full, couldn't accept any more animals. Please, if you're thinking about a dog, Zena's great. There's other great dogs, and they just need somebody to love them and apparently give them all the cheese.
Yes, all of the treats and cheese in the world. They
That's
deserve
really all
it.
I need to.
Really?
If you want
I do things. Like some sweet treats and cheese.
I wouldn't mind some brie.
I want a cheesecake.
Anyway, speaking of things we want.
We want reporters.
We want a news editor. We love Patrick, but for much the same reason people are not able to adopt dogs right now, Patrick is moving out of the area, and that comes down to money. Bye, Pat. I'll see you. So I don't want to give away too much of Pat's personal business, but we know people aren't adopting dogs because affordable housing is hard to find, and then you tack dog red onto it. Well, that affordable housing is hard to find whether or not you have a dog. And Patrick came to us right out of college. He's been doing a great job, but he has decided that it makes sense for him to move to an area of the country where it is substantially less money to live.
Oh, yeah. Way cheaper.
Which sucks for us, but leaves us with a huge opportunity.
Yes.
And that is, we are hiring a news and politics reporter, and depending on your experience, perhaps a news and politics editor.
Yes.
Cameron is
I'm super excited
in charge of the overall editing, but we need somebody who can cover South Pinellas city council meetings, not St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody who can work on elections. We need somebody who can unpack what it means when the city does something.
That's very simple terms.
Right. That's the hardest
very
part
simple.
Of the job is
yes.
that the nature of bureaucracy mm-hmm. is obfuscation, which means that everything they write is almost impossible to understand because they have these $50 words. And when I was a city hall reporter, And it's the same thing I expect from our city hall. I keep going over here because that's where the news desk sits, right over there. I always figured my job was to take all that bureaucratic blah-bitty-blah and make it palatable so that somebody with an eighth grade education can understand it.
That's because what I think of.
You know what happens when people don't understand what their government is doing? They don't trust their government.
Yeah.
And it's
they
not
need to learn the words too.
It's not that your government's necessarily doing anything wrong. Most times they aren't, but nobody likes being
nobody's
talked down to.
Explaining it in a way that will make sense to you.
Right. So what the city hall agendas and the minutes and all that, if you just try and read them, what it reminds me of, do you remember, probably didn't happen to you because you are tall and beautiful.
Oh.
But when I was in high school, the tall and beautiful popular girls like to sit around and whisper at each other and make jokes and laugh.
Okay.
And I was never a part of that clique.
Okay.
So I always felt like, well, are they laughing at me? So that's what it's
so
like with city hall reporting is like, oh, I don't understand any of this. And it's
does
overwhelming
to me.
And I started to hate those girls. Mm-hmm. They might not have been laughing at me. They could have just been telling jokes about, I don't know, their Lamborghinis or whatever the hell they had in high school.
Oh, that's funny.
Well,
anyways.
I mean, I thought, oh, well, this is about me.
Yeah.
And so I think the same thing applies when people look at those word salads that the city's put out and they're like, oh, this is probably going to affect me and I don't know how. And they start to get fear. Mm. They start to get angry. So our job as the newspaper is to make sure all that stuff makes sense so that people know what's happening and they can feel better about at least what they know. Like, even if they don't agree with it, then they can speak intelligently and go to their council member, call, show up at a meeting, write a letter. But if nobody's doing that, it just breeds fear and hatred.
Yeah.
And so our job is to be the explainers of things.
So do you feel like you want to explain these things to people? Do you feel like you have a sense of city jargon? Political jargon.
So we had somebody who has applied, and I don't know if this person's going to work out, but one of the things I liked about them is they had worked for government.
Ooh,
so they know
so
how
they
to
have
unpack
a...
government.
Yes.
But there are a lot of good news reporters out there. We are fun, right?
We are fun.
What's the only
have
rule
you not
here?
Watched the podcast? What's the rule?
No high fives.
Oh my God.
I don't let my reporters high fives ever.
Oh,
unless it's really good. But other than that, we're having a good time. And
I'll high five you behind her back.
You're not supposed to tell me that.
Okay. Stand up. Fight for your right to high five. And
you
for your
tell.
Right to learn about your city council and what's going on in your city.
As you can tell, we are not a very stodgy newsroom. If you think you fit the bill, email me, Cappy, C-A-T-H-Y, at thegabber.com. We really need somebody who believes in community in this position, who has some good journalistic skills, and doesn't mind that Cam and I can get a little silly.
It's just a silly little office. We just want to write silly little articles that
and
are very serious.
Serious news articles.
Yeah.
So
all of them are serious, but we just...
Look,
cute.
It can get really overwhelming if we don't laugh, because otherwise you just sob.
You have to laugh
into
through
the corner.
The pain sometimes.
Yeah. Seriously, though, please, if you're thinking about applying, if you've seen the job at journalismjobs.com or on our website or in the paper, now is the time. Reach out. I'm not afraid to tell you no, but I'll be nice about it. And I'm sure I won't. The perfect person is watching this podcast right now. All right.
Well, we will see you all next week on WGAB, the Gabcast. Bye.
Little high five.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
That's okay. I'll give you candy.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye.